Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for Today. My name is Heather, and today we are reading through the Bible chronologically. We are using the one-year chronological Bible in the New Living Translation, and I'm so excited I could download it onto my iPad. Praise the Lord. So today we will be reading March the 11th, and we'll also read March the 12th and the 13th today. So super excited, not all in one setting though. So without further ado, we're going to jump into the Word of God. May the Lord God bless the reading of His Word today. May it be a blessing to you as much as it has been a blessing to me. And I am drinking my coffee this morning, and so we are going to get into the Word of God first thing this morning. So we are at March the 11th, like I said, boundaries of the land. And so this is Numbers chapter 34, verses 1 through 15. Okay, so then the Lord said to Moses, give these instructions to the Israelites. When you come into the land of Canaan, which I am giving you as your special possession, these will be the boundaries. The southern portion of your country will extend from the wilderness of Zin along the path of, along the edge of Edom. The southern boundary will begin on the east at the Dead Sea. It will then run south past Scorpion Pass in the direction of Zin. Its southernmost point will be Kadesh Barnea, from which it will go to Hazar Adar and on to Asmon. From Asmon, the boundary will turn toward the brook of Egypt and end at the Mediterranean Sea. Your western boundary will be the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. Your northern boundary will begin at the Mediterranean Sea and run east to Mount Hor, then to Lebo Hamath and on through Zedad, the Ziphron to Hazaron Enon. This will be your northern boundary. The eastern boundary will start at Hazar Enon and run south to Shepham, then down to Riblah on the east side of Ain. From there, the boundary will run down along the eastern edge of the Sea of Galilee and then along the Jordan River to the Dead Sea. These are the boundaries of your land. Then Moses told the Israelites, this territory is the homeland you are to divide among yourselves by sacred lot. The Lord has commanded that the land be divided among the 9.5 remaining tribes. The family of the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh have already received their grants of land on the east side of the Jordan River across from Jericho toward the sunrise. Leaders to divide the land. Numbers chapter 34, verses 16 through 29. And the Lord said to Moses, Eleazar the priest and Joshua son of Nun are the men designated to divide the grants of land among the people. Enlist one leader from each tribe to help them with the task. These are the tribes and the names of the leaders. Tribe Judah, leader is Caleb, son of Jephunneh. The tribe Simeon, leader is Shemuel, son of Ammihud. From Benjamin, there is Eliad, son of Kislon. From Dan, there is Buki, son of Jogli. Manasseh, son of Joseph, is Hananeel, son of Ephod. Ephraim, son of Joseph, is Kemuel, son of Shiphtam. From Zebulun is Eliasaphan, son of Parnak. From Issachar, Paltiel, son of Azan. And from Asher, Ahiahud, son of Shelemim. From Naphtali is Pedahel, son of Ammihud. These are the men the Lord has appointed to divide the grants of land in Canaan among the Israelites. Towns for the Levites, Numbers chapter 35, verses 1 through 8. While Israel was camped beside the Jordan on the plains of Moab across from Jericho, the Lord said to Moses, command the people of Israel to give to the Levites from their property certain towns to live in, along with the surrounding pasture lands. These towns will be for the Levites to live in, and the surrounding lands will provide pasture for their cattle, flocks, and other livestock. The pasture land assigned to the Levites around these towns will extend 1,500 feet from the town walls in every direction. Measure off 3,000 feet outside the town walls in every direction, east, south, west, north, with the town at the center. This area will serve as the larger pasture land for the towns. Six of the towns you give the Levites will be cities of refuge, where a person who has accidentally killed someone can flee for safety. In addition, give them 42 other towns. In all, 48 towns with the surrounding pasture land will be given to the Levites. These towns will come from the property of the people of Israel. The larger tribes will give more towns to the Levites, while the smaller tribes will give fewer. Each tribe will give property in proportion to the size of its land. Cities of Refuge, Numbers chapter 35, verses 9 through 34. The Lord said to Moses, give the following instructions to the people of Israel. When you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, designate cities of refuge to which people can flee if they have killed someone accidentally. These cities will be places of protection from a dead person's relatives who want to avenge the death. The slayer must not be put to death before being tried by the community. Designate six cities of refuge for yourselves, three on the east side of the Jordan River and three on the west side of the land of Canaan. These cities are for the protection of Israelites, foreigners living among you, and traveling merchants. Anyone who accidentally kills someone may flee there for safety. But if someone strikes and kills another person with a piece of iron, it is murder, and the murderer must be executed. Or if someone with a stone in his hand strikes and kills another person, it is murder, and the murderer must be put to death. Or if someone strikes and kills another person with a wooden object, it is murder, and the murderer must be put to death. The victim's nearest relative is responsible for putting the murderer to death. When they meet, the avenger must put the murderer to death. So if someone hates another person and waits in ambush, then pushes him or throws him or throws something at him and he dies, it is murder. Or if someone hates another person and hits him with a fist and he dies, it is murder. In such cases, the avenger must put the murderer to death when they meet. But suppose someone pushes another person without having shown previous hostility, or throws something that unintentionally hits another person, or accidentally drops a huge stone on someone, though they were not enemies, and the person dies. If this should happen, the community must follow these regulations in making a judgment between the slayer and the avenger, the victim's nearest relative. The community must protect the slayer from the avenger and must escort the slayer back to live in the city of refuge to which he fled. There he must remain until the death of the high priest who was anointed with the sacred oil. But if the slayer ever leaves the limits of the city of refuge and the avenger finds him outside the city and kills him, it will not be considered murder. The slayer should have stayed inside the city of refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the slayer may return to his own property. These are legal requirements for you to observe from generation to generation, wherever you may live. All murderers must be put to death, but only if evidence is presented by more than one witness. No one may put to death on the testimony of only one witness. Also, you must never accept a ransom payment for the life of someone judged guilty of murder and subject to execution. Murderers must always be put to death. And never accept a ransom payment from someone who has fled to a city of refuge, allowing a slayer to return to his property before the death of the high priest. This will ensure that the land where you live will not be polluted, for murder pollutes the land. And no sacrifice except the execution of the murderer can purify the land from murder. You must not defile the land where you live, for I live there myself. I am the Lord who lives among the people of Israel. Women who inherit property. Numbers chapter 36, verses 1 through 13. Then the heads of the clans of Gilead, descendants of Machir, son of Manasseh, son of Joseph, came to Moses and the family leaders of Israel with a petition. They said, "Sir, the Lord instructed you to divide the land by sacred lot among the people of Israel. You were told by the Lord to give the grant of land owned by our brother Zelophehad to his daughters. But if they marry men from another tribe, their grants of land will go with them to the tribe into which they marry. In this way, the total area of our tribal land will be reduced. Then, when the year of Jubilee comes, their portion of land will be added to that of the new tribe, causing it to be lost forever to our ancestral tribe." So Moses gave the Israelites this command from the Lord. The claim of the men of the tribe of Joseph is legitimate. This is what the Lord commands concerning the daughters of Zelophehad. Let them marry anyone they like as long as it is within their own ancestral tribe. None of the territorial land may pass from tribe to tribe, for all the land given to each tribe must remain within the tribe to which it was first allotted. The daughters throughout the tribes of Israel who are in line to inherit property must marry within their tribe, so that all the Israelites will keep their ancestral property. No grant of land may pass from one tribe to another. Each tribe of Israel must keep its allotted portion of land. The daughters of Zelophehad did as the Lord commanded Moses. Mahala, Tirzah, Hogla, Milcah, and Noah all married cousins on their father's side. They married into the clans of Manasseh, son of Joseph. Thus, their inheritance of land remained within their ancestral tribe. These are the commandments and regulations that the Lord gave the people of Israel through Moses while they were camped on the plains of Moab beside the Jordan River across from Jericho. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed the reading today of March the 11th. We will be reading March the 12th next. And it's after wandering in the wilderness for nearly 40 years, Israel receives Moses' final instructions before he dies. I hope you guys will be able to join me for that. It's getting exciting. I tell you what, the Bible is full of all kinds of stuff. Poetry, adventure. It's got everything. It has got everything you ever wanted. It's all in the Bible. It's amazing. It's just such an amazing. The Word of God is just amazing. Well, I always say, get in the Word of God, let the Word of God get into you, and to Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha, come quickly, Lord Jesus. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, today is a day of salvation. The Bible says, I wouldn't wait another moment. Put your faith in Christ today, not in this world, because this world is falling and failing and is getting more evil by the day. Your only hope is Jesus Christ. So I pray that today is the day you cry out to Lord Jesus Christ, ask Him to save you, repent of your sins, and follow Christ.